What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the hometown Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the talk of the town.
Good evening.
Here with the talk of the town.
Check this
world. It is March the 20th, 2014, and we are live once again with the Middleman Talk Show on Talk of the Town. I am one of your hosts, Kevin. Originally, I'm just your host tonight. I don't think we're going to have anybody in tonight. This is going to be me, Dolo, with my guest. Man, we really appreciate each and every one of you guys out there that, you know, support us, man. It is Talk of the Town Thursday. Once again, it's about this entertainment. Hopefully we can entertain you guys. Hopefully you guys are entertained tonight. And I'm by myself. This is a strange feeling, y'all. I don't see how my man Nick Eden does this in the studio by himself. Normally I'm behind the glass, you know, taking care of the music, screening the calls, you know what I'm saying, putting my little input in here and there. But tonight, man, it's like, wow, this is just me. I mean, it's quiet in here, cold and quiet. I don't know if my man Al will show up tonight. If he does, fine. If he don't, fine. Man, we do appreciate him. You know, I appreciate Nicky, appreciate Jen. Man, we appreciate all of our fans out there. I mean, our numbers are looking great. We are inching closer and ever so more closer to the 70,000 listener mark. I mean, with you guys' help, I mean, I know we're going to surpass that. We got some great shows lined up for you guys, man. Some great information, entertainment, make you guys laugh a little with us, you know what I'm saying, question, and you know what I'm saying, want to see what you guys are talking about. But, man, once again, we do appreciate each and one of you guys tonight. Man, I got one of my favorite guys in the world. I mean, for what these guys, him and his co-founder, you know, these guys, man, they put together one of the best, I want to say one of the best events in the last couple of years, man, 11 years strong, man. The Southern Entertainment Awards. I know a lot of you guys saw that on there as the title for tonight. Yes, it is the 11th annual Southern Entertainment Awards. We want to pay homage to these guys because, I mean, to do something this year is 11 years strong, and this is a black-owned venue, black-owned company. You know, I mean, it's a great thing to see brothers out here doing great things for our community, for our society. But before I get right into that conversation with my man, you know, I want to dive into the entertainment realm a little bit. I know my man Nick Eden, he always come with the numbers for the record sales. I don't have the record sale numbers, but I know Rick Ross is doing good, if I'm not mistaken. But I was reading on the internet a little bit earlier, and I see that some of the founders of hip hop, man, they're trying to make a museum up in the Bronx. It's going to be the Universal Hip Hop Museum, the UHHM. Now, I think that's going to be a great idea. I hope that these guys will entertain adding hip-hop, you know, from all across the country, from the Midwest to the South, from out in the West Coast, the East Coast. Obviously, they're going to have that. But the people that are putting it together is, I know some of you youngsters out there may not know some of these names, but Google them. Make sure you find out who they are. It's African Bambaataa, Grandmaster Caz, Grandmaster Melly Mel, Grand Wizard Theodore. These are some of the founding hip-hop guys. You know, man, if you don't know anything about those guys, please go Google those guys and look up and see what these guys got going on, because I think if they do make this museum happen, I mean, it'll be a great place to visit. Also, Manny Fresh, you know, he's out there talking. There's a rumor out there they may be getting Hot Boys back together. I know recently we just got Boosie out of jail. Not we, but he just recently got out of jail. So, I mean, that's a great thing for him and his family. So I'm happy to see that that brother is out of jail. Hopefully he do some great things for the community. Hopefully he do some great things for his children as a father. Also, he kind of hinted, which is he and Manny Fresh hinted at the big timers. Those guys may be getting back together, y'all. You know, that might be another thing to see. I want to see a lot of the old school heads get back together musically. That would be a great thing to see with a lot of the old school artists putting it down. And, you know, that would be great to see that. I would love to see that. But as I said, on to tonight, man, we got our man, Mr. Hawkins, on the line with us. What's going on, brother? I see. Nero, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's good, man? Hey, man, I want to applaud you guys for doing what you guys have been doing over the past couple of years, man, and, you know, having to have the opportunity to be a part of it, man, and see the festivities and everything that was going on, man. I commend you guys, and I appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it.
Most definitely.
You know,
most
definitely,
definitely
appreciate the support. You've been there, you know, actually since we met. When did we meet? You were doing New Power Magazine. Was it down in Birmingham at the conference down there when we met?
It was the mic.
You know, I think
we met at
just,
the mic.
The Music Industry Connect conference.
Yep, exactly, man. It's been a good long haul, man. You guys, definitely, man. I'm proud to see what you guys are doing, and I'm happy to be in the midst of a good gentleman like yourself, man.
Thank you kindly. Very humble.
Definitely.
Appreciate the support. And,
most
you know,
definitely.
It's been a long journey.
And we hopefully will have many more years to come. I'm looking forward to that. That's what I'm looking forward to. But let's
That's
speak
the plan.
Upon this year. most definitely. Let's speak upon this year, man. This is the 11th year of the Southern Entertainment Awards, man. The 11th. Can you believe we are 11 years deep into the Southern Entertainment Awards, man?
I really can't. It just it seems like just yesterday when we started it. It really does. But, you know, we've seen a lot of talent over these last 11, 12 years. Like, a lot.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into that because I think our listeners, they deserve to know some of the talent that actually came through your doors. And once they left your doors, that day, man, they excelled into another realm. And I know people really need to know this, man. But for this year, man, this year, what can we expect, man? I mean, this I think you guys are gearing up for one of the best ones ever, man. What can we expect this year, man, from the 11th year of the Southern Entertainment Awards?
Honestly, one of the biggest things that we're doing this year is we're taking it back to what a lot of people enjoy. You know, when we were in Tunica, those were by far some of the best years. And, you know, we left Tunica, went to Memphis for a couple of years, then took it back to Nashville for the 10th anniversary. And that whole entire time, people are like, man, I miss Tunica. You know, and me personally, I like Tunica because it felt like a vacation. And people could go get away. The food was good. You know, for those that want to gamble, you could gamble. You know, those that drink, you know, you have free drinks. Why are you gambling? And then just overall hospitality and service is good. And then even if you want to get out and go to the clubs, Memphis was right down the street, you know, 30 minutes away. A straight shot. So it just gave everyone a different type of atmosphere. And I feel like, you know, just that in itself will be what everyone is excited about. Like the hype is around, and people are excited about, you know, next week's event.
Most definitely, I know I am. You know, I mean, with the accessibility, like you said, to man Memphis like that, and it's right there in Tunica, man. I know my wife; she came down with me. You might not remember one year; she spent too much money. But
Tunica will get you like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, just the accessibility to Memphis, the great food in Memphis. I mean, the airport is right there. You know, it's not like you're driving a million miles to get to anything. It's just right there. Everything is right there. So I mean, I appreciate the location of what you guys chose. But one thing I want to know, man, I mean, 11 years strong, man, what inspired you guys to keep going, man? Because, I mean, 11 years, I know it's not an easy haul to, you know what I'm saying, continuously put together this type of event, man, because on the magnitude, I don't think people fathom what you guys do to put it together, man. What inspired you guys to keep going, man?
You know, a lot of it is, you know, we talk to a lot of the talent, and people are very appreciative of not only just the nomination, not only just those that win, not only just the opportunity to come out and network, but they're appreciative of, you know, the fact that we take the time to attempt to put together a quality event that places everyone on the same platform, you know, for the most part, and gives everyone an opportunity for, you know, education, entertainment, you know, just some connecting with people. You know, a lot of times at the SEAs, people will build a relationship, and the next time they see each other is the next SEAs, but they've been talking all the entire time, or they may end up working on a project together and put out a great, you know, an album or a mixtape. You know, a lot of things are built that we've seen, you know, at the SEAs, you know, and they just move forward. Like, a lot of people will tell you, the first time I met this person was at the SEAs, and here we are still working together, still doing business together, and we put this project out, or we were able to help someone else with something. So I think that a lot of times, you know, that's, you know, what's unique about our event and what keeps us going on is, as we're going to do the event until we're the only people coming. But as long as one person, you know, is interested in the event and one person comes out and supports it, we're going to continue to be around, and we are filling a void. There's a void in the entertainment industry and in the, within the entertainment community, not just, you know, African-American community, but there's a void out there because there's so many that just don't know. And there's a lot of people that won't take the time to sit down and tell people how to gain access to a lot of these free resources or just the resources that are out there available to people. You know, in this business, we have people who are full-time entertainers, but they have no health coverage. When they get sick and they sign a major deal, the label gets rid of them and says, okay, let's get the next healthy soul.
Right. That's correct. I mean, one of the things that I found innovating with the SEAs, man, was the fact that, like you said, your panels, the knowledge pool that you guys bring to the table, man. I mean, from all the conferences that I've seen, man, I mean, it's consistently where you guys have a panel that, I mean, the knowledge pool is like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, could you explain to our listeners the process, what it takes to pick the right people to express that knowledge and just get those people the right information so they can go further along? Because like you said, no insurance. I mean, I would love to see a panel on, you know what I'm saying, a hip-hop insurance or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Some way to get health care, even though I know the president has the health care initiative. But
I'd say probably about three. Right. Like about 3 years ago, we had Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee out. That was at one of the events in Memphis, and they were literally offering health care packages for people there. But in regards to speakers or panelists, a lot of the people that speak on our panels, they reach out to us. You know, we may reach out to some select people, but a lot of people, they reach out to us because they know what we're trying to do, and they really believe in our vision, you know.
Right.
But we don't want people on panels who are inaccessible. We don't want people on the panels who speak above everyone's head, because some people, they may not be ready for all of that. So we want a well-balanced. We want to keep our panels as grassroots as our event, but at the same time give the educational value that is necessary in order for people to progress forward.
That's true.
It doesn't make sense to have someone on a panel to where when people get their phone number, they're like, oh, well, reach out to my assistant. Or a week or two down the line, when they call them, they can't reach them.
Numbers change. Yeah, I've seen that several times, man. That is amazing. Because, I mean, you guys definitely do have a situation where the key word that I like what you just said was grassroots. I mean, a lot of artists, they don't realize their whole movement is a grassroots movement because they don't have the capital as these major labels do. And what you guys do is put them in the accessibility of these people that can help them. And I do appreciate that. Now, one thing I want to ask you about, man, and I know there's going to be a list that's going to be long as I don't know what, but off the top of your head, as many as you can, man, could you tell our listeners, those that don't know, some of the people that have walked through the doors of the SEAs and are on a major label right now and major?
We could start from day one. At the first SEAs, we had Yo Gotti perform at the first SEAs.
Mm-hmm.
Very first one. You know, Pastor Troy was there. Young Dro. We've had Clinton Sparks at our event. I don't know how many people know of or who is Clinton Sparks, but he's a very well-respected DJ and producer.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Gucci, Nicki, B.O.B., Algebra Blessed. We've had Kanye Dawes. We've had Rudy Currents. You know, the list just goes on.
BG.
When Gucci came and performed, he had just got out of jail that time, and Nicki was just on the road with him, and they came to this slumber party, and Waka Flocka was just in the background of the stage, just bobbing his head. And then, you know, years later, you know, Waka performed. I mean, Waka, you know, flourished into, you know, the talent that he is now. You know, when B.O.B. came, he had won Song of the Year for Haters, and then we know where his career is right now. This year, I think a few artists that people would probably want to watch out for that will be hitting our stages. There's an artist out of Atlanta. His name is Scotty ATL. He's on the verge of being on the XXL freshman cover. You know, that's already in the works.
We had him a couple of months ago on the y'all show, man. I appreciate old Scotty, man. That's a great young man. If y'all don't know who Scotty is, Google him. Please look up that guy.
He has a crazy following. It's almost like a cult following. You know, so we just, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about Big Crit. You had him on the stage.
Big Crit has showed out. You know, I mean, we've had Killer Mike there. We've had Trey. Trey's performed a couple times. You know, Tum Tum, Jody Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the list just goes on.
Oh,
and we've been very blessed and fortunate to have people come out and support our event. You know, DJ Drama has been there, you know, to the event and on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, you know, it's just been an eye-opening experience to see it all happen right before your eyes.
Most definitely. And for all the listeners that may have some free time at the end of this month, you know, that Friday, that Saturday, that Sunday, man, make sure you go over to Tunica. It's not, if you're in Atlanta, it's a six-hour drive. If you're anywhere else, I mean, it's close by. It's not like you're driving to the West Coast or anything like that. I mean, if you can get to Memphis, hey, you're right there. You're right there.
And it's well worth it. You know, we're looking at something happening at the Resorts Casino in Tunica, Mississippi, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, all for $50 or less, for all 3 days. You pay one price, you can attend any day you want. You can attend 1 day, 2 day, or even all 3 days.
Man, that's great. You can't beat that. You can't beat that deal right there. Now, I know the process is done, and you know, I know the nominees are set, all that right there is set. But could you explain the process of how someone could get nominated and then voted for and then eventually, hopefully, receive an award? What's that process?
So the process starts May 1st every year. So from May to August, we have a nomination process where people can go to southernentawards.com/ballot/nominate.html. So pretty much if they go to our website and click on ballot, they can get to the nominate link. During that time frame, people visit the website. They must have a valid email address to nominate. They can nominate anybody they want in our 30-plus categories for any one of those categories. They don't have to fill them all out. They can fill out one. They can fill out two. We encourage people to fill out more than one category. But, you know, occasionally there's someone who only fills out one category. And, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like, what, you don't listen to the radio station, or you don't know the producer that did any of the music, or the DJ that you want to spin your music. But nevertheless, they go there, and then at the end of August, we tally up all the nominations received during that time frame. So you can only nominate once per valid email address, and you must confirm that you're an actual person.
Right.
We tally up all the nominations received, and then we narrow it down to the top 10 per category by number of nominations received. So if we have, you know, a category for Mixtape DJ of the Year and we have 50 names submitted, well, we're only going to take, you know, those top 10 by the number of nominations they receive. You may have one person who got 500 nominations, another person who got 5,000, someone who got two. But it's all based on, you know, how many nominations they receive. So it's kind of like a popular vote by the consumer and peers and constituents.
I
so we don't determine. Thank you. We don't determine who's nominated. We don't determine who wins. We let the general public, the consumer, handle this. We don't even tell you, okay, these are the people that you have to nominate. These are 20 people that you got to pick from, and then out of those 20, you get five, and then out of those five, one of them will win. And our voting process runs the same way. So from September to January, after we narrow it down to the top 10, we put those top 10 on the website, and you vote for them. The person with the most votes wins.
I mean, one of the skeptical things that I hear from other people, just to be straight honest with you, man, is like, ah, oh, man, they choosing them people, man. I ain't never heard of them. They in my city, and I ain't never heard of them. I would like to say to each and every one of you, if you get out there, get your fan base together, get them to get on this website, nominate you, and vote for you, then somebody can hear about you. You just heard the man say to take the top people. And if you're that in that top, I mean, if you're really working, you know, that's going to show. That's going to show people are paying attention. But the thing about it, you cannot think that everybody's rigging things, doing things, you know, in the wrong way. It's not like that. I've seen these guys work for years, and a lot of people that have been nominated deserve those nominations. The people that won have deserved to win. So that's bottom line.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because they grind it.
At the end of the day, a lot of times a person that's going that should win has won. You know, regardless of who was or wasn't on the ballot, it's almost like in some cases, if you were to insert any other name on that ballot, the person that won probably still would have won. But, you know, we can't cover everybody. We can't cover every category, you know, or every possible thing out there, but we do our best. And if anyone has any constructive criticism, or if they have a better solution, you know, we want people to reach out to us. Don't just come at us with, oh, this person should have been nominated, but hit us with the solution as well. If you're going to pose the problem, we want the fix to it as well.
Exactly. We do have
and
a call.
And then other than that, yeah, go ahead.
From the name, we got a caller. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, other than that, it's like, you know, if our process is broke, you know, just help us fix it. But, you know, here it is 11 years down the line, and all things are never perfect.
Most definitely. We do have a caller that's on the line, our caller 9900. You are live with the middleman. What's up?
What's up, man? This is DJ Infamous.
What's up, Infamous?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? Nothing much, man. I got the other co-founder of the SEA, Southern Entertainment Awards, on the line with us. Two good brothers, man. What's going on with you, brother?
Man, Gennaro working me hard over here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. he ain't got the whip out on you, do he?
Yeah, he do. It's worse than that. Whips and chains.
I don't know how much you've heard, man, but, you know, as I spoke to Gennaro earlier, man, you know, we do appreciate, and I truly appreciate what you guys are doing, and it, like Gennaro said, it is a void that's being closed up, and hopefully people can recognize what you guys are doing. To be around 11 years, man, that speaks highly of you guys, your work ethic, and who you are as people. So, man, I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Most definitely, most definitely. Now, one thing also that I want to ask, Gennaro, man, and I'm going to leave you on the line, Infamous, because, I mean, it's y'all thing right here. This is y'all day over here at the Middleman Talk Show. But for all the vendors out there, man, is it too late to be a vendor? Or can somebody call you and try to become a vendor?
Man, to be honest, we're locked. You know, I hate to say it, but it's a good thing, but I hate to say it. Yeah, if someone wants to be a vendor, we're pretty much full. Only thing I would say is, you know, they're more than welcome to purchase a ticket, come out to the event, and do some networking. If an opportunity opens up, we'll do our best to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all,
that's about
that
all I can say.
Most definitely, man, if you want to become a vendor, man, y'all, you messed up, buddy. It's too late. Now,
but, I mean,
man,
they can still contact us, though. I mean, don't hesitate to call, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, our phones are still open, and we still want to talk to you, so.
Give out that number and an email address to those people that may want to still reach out, but they can't.
See, I'm liable to give out Infamous number right now, but they can actually reach our business line.
Hit them with the email, man.
No, they can reach our business line. We actually want to talk to people. You know, a lot of times in a lot of different organizations and businesses, everyone is just behind an email. But we're very personable. We're here. We want to hear feedback. If anything, we want to find out how you heard about our event. So you're more than welcome to call 615-669-0012. That's 615-669-0012. If you leave a message, we'll reach you back within 24 hours, if not faster.
Yeah. I hope y'all paying attention. Get your pens and your pads. Write it down. If you miss it, you can always go back and download this show and listen to all the information over once again so you can have the proper information to contact the gentleman on the line with us today. One question I want to ask both of you guys, man, because, I mean, like I said, 11 years, I want to keep emphasizing that to people, 11 years. How has hip-hop changed as a culture since you guys started the SEAs, and what are the things that you noticed that is just totally different from 11 years ago to now?
Infamous,
well,
you,
I mean,
handle that one.
One thing, it transformed from love to money now. It's all about money now. And it's sad, but that's what it's become. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are doing it for the wrong reasons. When we started, we all was hungry. We were all in the same boat together. We all did this and that together. The unity went away. It left with the love. And, I mean, now everything is a dollar sign.
I see. Now, I'll say this just to say, don't get me wrong, your time and effort is worth that money, you know, because, I mean, you guys work hard for what you do, and I think we all do also. But as far as with the culture, I definitely understand what you're saying. I mean, there's no unity. There's no, you know what I'm saying, togetherness with it. I mean, everybody is focused on that one goal and not realizing they're kind of constricting what they can do. But from what I've noticed with hip-hop right now, and even with, you know, with the Southern Entertainment Awards compared to even other entertainment venues as far as the BET Awards and all those other things, I mean, man, it looks so dead over there. But the times that I've attended the SEAs, man, it's just live. I mean, it's fluid. How do you guys make that thing stay so fluid like that?
I think one thing we are a filter. I mean, everybody that comes to our awards, we know them personally. I mean, we sort through a lot of the BS. I mean, everybody there for one common cause and move forward in the industry. And that's really what it is. It's not about what you're driving, what you're wearing. It's none of that. It's all love. We kick it all weekend together. We sit down with the people. We you can approach us. I mean, it's just different. We're not Hollywood. Yeah. That's the last thing we want is limelight.
That's true.
Like,
that is so
I think
true.
That
you know we'll go to the club with you. We'll play basketball with you. We do whatever. We approachable, and that's the big thing about it. It's been like that from day one. Everybody know our personal numbers. Our numbers don't change. We just don't go Hollywood like that.
Most
everybody's
definitely.
A VIP at our event. Everybody's a VIP. We don't do VIPs. I mean, everybody's a VIP. And we treat you as such. And we get it back.
Gennaro, you have something you was going to add to that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, with our event, like Infamous said, everyone's there for the same reason. But in addition to that, we actually take a full 12 months to plan our event. In addition to that, we plan it based on what we would expect when we attended somewhere. We plan it as a guest from a customer service standpoint. A lot of times, like, that's one of the biggest driving factors in customer retention is customer service. If you don't have a customer service, like, we take care of the small things. You know, parties are good and everything, that's fine, but making sure people have, you know, ID badges, wristbands, you know, that we check people in, little things like that, you know, we have enough seats, that the seats are lined up accordingly, you know, that there's that when someone calls, we don't wait 2-3 months to reach back to them. We take care
right.
of all those small details that, you know, are very meticulous, but they really matter at the end of the day. You know, when we put our ballot online, everything's in alphabetical order. We try and make sure everybody's name is spelled. We try and make sure, you know, in this day and age that their Twitter, you know, page is associated with their nomination. We try our best. We make multiple attempts to reach the nominees, to locate the nominees, to call them, to find them. I've called people on air at the radio station telling them they were nominated because that's the only way. We just do whatever it takes. And a lot of people won't put that sweat equity into their event. They're like, how much can we charge? Let's charge it and let's call it a day. What we're trying to do is, okay, what would be a fair price for everything that we're bringing to them? And, you know, that's value and that people who work full-time jobs just like us can afford to come and enjoy themselves at the same time and still have money left over for promotional items.
Definitely. I hope that you out there and our listeners, I hope you guys are paying attention to what he just said, because when you think about it, that's genuine. You know, you just heard a genuine statement. That these brothers care about the whole – I mean, like you said, I've gone to other conferences. I've been to other conferences. Like you said, man, it's just – what can I get out of these people? And it's over. You guys got a whole weekend planned out for people from Thursday all the way to Sunday, realistically. From Thursday to Sunday. Y'all hear me? Thursday to Sunday. And the thing about it is each event is something that's tuned for you. I'm not trying to sell you on this because, hey, I've been there. I'm just telling you, don't miss out on it. But the thing that I'm wondering, man, with all the effort, the energy, the sweat, equity that you said, man, I mean, just the genuine, just being genuine about it, man, do you think that these artists truly, genuinely appreciate what you guys are doing for them?
I think so.
Think so?
I think so, yeah.
I do, too, but what I'll say, I'll add the butt or the devil's advocate in it. We have, you know, because you have 100% people that attend. So however many people attend, that's 100%. You're going to have a percentage of them that are there ready to network. You're going to have a percentage of them that are there to hang out and, you know, try and pick something up to take back to the room. You're going to have a percentage of them that are there for a fashion show. And you're going to have a percentage of them that are there, you know, because they heard it's the it thing and they want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone that's there has everyone, you know, has their own agenda. We think people that come to our event, they really do. We have a larger percentage of people that really appreciate our event and coming to it and the value that we provide. But I encourage and I challenge any artist listening or anybody listening that's planning on coming, come and indulge and embrace what we're offering to you. Don't just hang out in the hallways and then a month down the line ask people for that person's number that was on the panel or this person's email address that was there. Get that information yourself. Don't be afraid to walk up to anybody. Everybody that comes to our event, everyone that speaks at our event, they are approachable.
Most definitely. That is true. That is so true. You have so many people. Man, I'm so glad you said that. Please don't hold the wall up. Get your nerves. Matter of fact, if you see somebody like me that talk a lot, you see me, come over to me. Hey, man, who is that guy? I'll introduce you to him. I might not even know him, but I'll introduce you to him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, over you know what I'm saying? That's a great thing, man. But I'm saying, man, over the last past couple of years, man, you know, I'm liking what you guys are doing with the dress code, man. I mean, tell everybody what the dress code is, and I think it's a great thing for artists, man, the presentation overall, you know, seeing us out there, you know, looking Dapper Dan, man. I'm talking about clean. I seen one of y'all post up something y'all done well, and I'm like, man, you going to show out like that? So tell us a little bit about the dress code, and you know what I'm saying, what was the thought process of doing that? Like I said, I'm glad that you did, because I mean we don't have to go in looking all raggedy, and I know people can do the best that they can how they can, but
right.
Talk a little bit about the dress code.
Well, you know, in this day and age, you know, dress attire is cheaper than urban casual attire. But really, you know, the dress code, we just want people to step out of their tennis shoes, you know, and put a belt on. And they don't, you know, if they wear jeans, you know, make sure they fit and put it with a button up. We want people you have to position yourself to where you're going to go, not where you've always been. And if you continue to dress a certain way, you limit the opportunities and the possibilities of your future direction. So if you come to the event saying, I'm currently here, I want to move forward, everything has to follow suit. Your attire, your attitude, your mentality, your presentation, your follow-up, your follow-through, everything has to follow suit. It just literally does. We're not asking people to wear tuxedos. We're not asking people to everyone have a tie, but we want people to dress appropriately like they're going to an award ceremony. It doesn't make sense leaving the club 2 weeks ago and wearing the same outfit to the SEAs. Now, if you don't have it, understandable, but if you have it, and a lot of people that come to our event, we just want you to take time and put some effort into the thought process of what you're wearing to an awards ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
You can come however you want for the conference, for the seminars, for the workshops. You can come however you want for the showcase. You can go however you want to the clubs. But to the awards ceremony, we ask for everyone to up their level of personal appearance. Fresh lines, fresh fades. You know, ladies, make sure your hair is done. Put some heels on. You know, I mean, the women always come correct. So, fellas, y'all got to match up to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Put you to shame. You're walking around looking crazy. Your woman looking 10 times better than you. Ah, that ain't the look.
Nah.
Now, you guys have the SEA CD, and you also have the magazine. Could you talk a little bit about the CD and the magazine for the SEAs?
I'll speak real quick on the magazine. The magazine,
okay.
We actually stopped the magazine probably about 2 years ago, and we were doing a physical print publication. And it was very time-consuming because, you know, you know how magazines are. One, if you don't sell enough ads, then
you don't
impacts, you know, the print, you know. Yeah, if you don't sell the ads, you can't print it. But, you know, and a lot of times when you go to sell these ads, everyone is more so on, well, can I get the cover or can I get a feature article? Well, it takes ads to run a magazine as well. You know, advertise your stuff, then maybe another issue will do a story on you or maybe we'll do a cover. And, you know, it just became, you know, a lot of work. And it wasn't like we had 10 people out there trying to sell ads for us either. You know, it was only like two of us selling ads and trying to push the magazine.
That's hard work. That's hard work.
You know, right. You know, Infamous was doing, you know, the music reviews and every interview in there, you know, I had to write the questions, contact the people, get high-resolution photos for them, and type them up and do my best to make sure I didn't spell anything wrong.
Wow. That's a lot. Believe me, just with you two guys doing it like that, man, especially with all the other things that's going on, man, believe me, if you don't have a staff
yeah,
like you
said. Yeah, and still do the awards.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, and I apologize, I'm a little bit behind on that. I thought you guys were still doing like a digital version of it, you know what I'm saying, the magazine, but that's on me. But
no, it's still out there, and we push it every now and then.
Okay, okay. Now, as far as the CD, now that, I would imagine that was Infamous putting together some good CDs right there for the brothers. Was that you, man?
Yeah, it's still coming. The new one will be out probably by the wars.
Okay.
It should be done this
okay.
weekend. So we're still doing that every week. That's just, we do that every year just as a means of promotion, man. We're just trying to promote some of the songs people probably slept on the past year. It's just a promotional tool. We don't charge anybody for it. It's just songs we pick. They should get noticed. They didn't get the notification they should through the year. So that's pretty much what that is. It's just a tool. We're just trying to help, man.
How do people submit to you? How do people submit to you guys as far as, is it just the nominees only, or is it, you know, random people can submit to you guys?
Oh, yeah, we take anything. I mean, it just depends. You know, our inbox is always full of music, and we just sort through them. There's nothing in particular. We try to get the nominees on there, or, like I said, there's key songs that maybe people didn't catch on this year that should have. We try to put those on there, but there's no certain way to get on there. Just, you know, you can send me tracks all day, whatever. I mean, it's no special thing to do it. Like I said, we get as much as we can on the CD and fill it up and put it out, man. We don't charge for it. It's just something we do, man. And usually with our name or, you know, my name or any SEA name on there, it goes further than a normal person's mix. So, you know, the website and all that stuff pick it up. So we just try to use our resources and help them out, man. That's pretty much what it is.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, I know that we're in the middle of the race itself as far as with you guys in the process of this SEA's 11th. 11th, people, 11th SEA's is in the midst of moving about right now. Next week, everything's going full throttle. I see and I read on one of your posts, Gennaro, that you guys are already in the process of planning for number 12. Could you give us an exclusive insight on that vision? Just a little, man. What, and I seen New Orleans on there. I was kind of throwed out like New Orleans.
Kind of what we're looking at, you know, the resort, the casino, to be honest, they've treated us, you know, like we're Bill Gates or, you know, Steve Jobs or something. It's just been amazing. And our goal, you know, next year is just to be right back in Tunica, Mississippi, you know, for the 12th mm-hmm. SEAs. We try to be consistent in our venues. We don't want to keep changing every year or, you know, because every time we go to a new city, not only are we inviting people to a new city, but we have to give them directions around the city, or we have to, you know, scope out the venues before they do it and network with the stations or the promoters or the DJs in the area. You know, so all that legwork has to be done. So we just don't pick a city and say, all right, everybody meet us there. We actually take our time to work with everyone in the location that we're going to be at and, you know, build that relationship so that when our guests come, our guests are treated exactly as if they were us. And that's mm-hmm. all we want. If a venue can't do that, we can't be there. That's just how it is. You should treat everyone just that we're bringing here like they're us. They're an extension of us. Why? Because they're coming to our event. We brought
right.
them here. They're following us, and we want you to treat them as such.
Most definitely. That's word right there. I don't want to hold you guys too much longer, but I do have a question that I would like for both of you guys, if you can answer it and sum it up in a short answer, as short as you can. why should someone attend the Southern Entertainment, the 11th Southern Entertainment Award this year? Why should they attend?
Infamous, you first.
Sum it up, I think it is, well, it's for momentum. I mean, anybody stuck with trying to get hard questions answered, need help, need that one phone call, that one contact, whatever, that's where you get it at. I mean, you're dealing with a level playing field when you deal with the Southern Entertainment Awards. Everybody's in the same boat. Everybody trying to get out, and it's a team effort, man. We all family. So if you need that help, that extra push or whatever, that's what we provide. We provide momentum. We highlight the accomplishments of the South. That's what it is. That's what the SEA stands for. So if you need that push, maybe that spotlight or anything, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. We're not here to hurt your pockets or anything, degrade you in any way or anything. It is what it is. It's cut and dry. It's like going to a family reunion, but it's music-based. It's entertainment-based. It's the Southern Entertainment Awards. Number one award show in the South.
Really the only award show in the South, in my opinion.
Oh, it's a few out there.
Now, you ain't hear me. I said in my opinion, rightly.
All right, what you got there, big brother? Honestly, I think that, you know, for one, what we do offer, and a lot of people don't know this, is we offer a money-back guarantee on our event. And when I say that is, I say that because if you come out, apply yourself, gain the knowledge, and you're sitting in on panels and doing the networking that you're supposed to, if nothing happens for you after you leave our event, we'll refund your money you paid for the ticket. That's always been a policy of the SEAs. Now, we've never had to refund anybody because of that, but what I say that because if you come and apply and network yourself, you should not be stuck wherever you are right now, in theory. But no other event out there has a money-back guarantee on something like that. And the thing is that we care about those attending our event. We try to set up every opportunity for success for anybody coming to our event as possible, whether it be the discussions on the panel, whether it be the networking opportunities, whether it be the DJs that we personally invite or reach out to come, or, you know, just the even from a venue standpoint, we try to provide opportunity for success. If you come out and you pay $500 for our event for the weekend, that doesn't really leave you with much when it comes to, you know, promotional items or networking or hotel or, you know, just fun and leisure. So we really try to build our event around the economy that we're in to make it, if it's affordable and accessible for everyone, then everyone should be successful if they come and apply themselves. So what we don't do is we don't have that closed door event. Our venue and our event is open to anybody that wants to come and peek their head in. And that's just, you know, that's our policy. You know, you get a ticket to the event, your family. You know, if you're unable to purchase a ticket due to whatever reason, reach out to us. Don't sit back and say, man, you know, I want to go, but I don't have the $40. Reach out to us. Let us know, and we'll do our best to work with you.
I don't know too many events that will say what you just said and do what you guys will do. So, I mean, for all those that are listening right now, I mean, I'm telling you, man, make sure you come out there. Next week, it's going down. I don't know if you don't, you know what I'm saying, if you don't understand what these guys are putting together, but I would advise you to go out and find out for yourself. It's not my words that should sway you. It's the things that they just told you that should sway you. So make sure you go out there next week. Like you said, you can go 1 day, 2 day, or 3 days. It don't matter. Just be there. Be there. Now, I want to appreciate you guys again, man. I really thank you for, you know, taking a little bit of your time, a lot of your time out today to come over here and talk with us, man, about the SEAs, man. Hopefully we had the opportunity tonight to enlighten a little bit more for the audience out there so they can know what's going on. Make sure you go to the website, that's Southern Entertainment Awards.com, right? Or Southern ENT.
Southern ENT.
I keep putting that, man, I'm wrong. Y'all, if y'all listen to me long enough, y'all know I butcher a name, I butcher websites, I butcher everything else, man. So, I mean, you know, I work at that. But, you know, it's SouthernENTAwards.com. Make sure you log on tonight. Do your research. Find out what's going on. Everything is on the website. Get to it tonight. Right now, matter of fact, as soon as this show stops, go directly to it and let's get to it. But once again, man, Gennaro, DJ Infamous, man, we appreciate you guys. Thank you. 11 years strong. Looking forward to 12. And it has gone down tonight. Thank you, man.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You,
appreciate it.
All right, man.
Man, we
thank you a lot.
Go ahead now.
But, sir.
I'm all over, y'all. My bad.
No, we were just saying thank you.
Okay, all right, man. Well, we'll see you guys next week, guys, Will. And for all those that travel out, man, hopefully you get the opportunity to meet me and Alan. He's not in tonight. Jen, hopefully, and Nick Eaton next week at the Southern Entertainment Awards. We will be there. Y'all look for Alan with some canary yellow pants on. Yeah, canary yellow pants
with
on.
With some gators.
With some gators and a bow tie. So he's going to be fired to death. Yes, yes. Now I'm determined. Al is the dapper Dan of this camp. And, man, he puts it down. I mean, but he did say he was going to have some canary yellow pants on. I'm looking like, what? man, we look forward to seeing you guys next week, man.
Ball.
Y'all be blessed, brother.
Sorry, all right, stay blessed.
All right. Once again, that was Gennaro Hawkins and DJ Infamous, man. We appreciate them, brothers, for coming in tonight. Doing their thing, informing you about the Southern Entertainment Awards once again. I had to sit up here all night by myself, ask all these questions by myself. I hope y'all think I did a good job. I know when I see my co-host, I'm going to smack them upside the head, and it's going down. I'm telling you, I'm going to just go pow right across their onions. Appreciate all my people from Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia that called in tonight. I've seen a lot of numbers on. I wish that you guys would have pressed that number one. You could have asked a question to me, B. To all my people that are listening on the internet tonight, thank you once again. I know a lot of you hit me up with a couple of questions on Facebook. Sorry, I could not answer them because I am by myself. That's not normal, but it happened. But before we get out of here, man, I'm going to dedicate this last record to my brothers that just got off the phone, because this is what they all about right here. This song right here was by a guest of ours. He was on a couple of weeks ago. Well, really a couple of months ago, and that's our man Fiend. Them brothers on their job. We on our job, too. Middleman Talk Show. 11th Annual Southern Entertainment Awards is going down next week. Make sure you tune in. Go and join in. We on our job. Blog Talk Radio, the Middleman, is going down, baby.
I'm on my job. Gotta get some daydreaming, leading on a CL. Pick one, 22 a shine drum. Got a looking sick drum. Punk boy moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just left the money pump. Reaching me her honey pump. Something about me being number one. And I ain't disagreeing, I'm fiend for the money. Dollar sign Jones. I'm so in, smoking out of this zone.
I'm on my job. On my job.
New Orleans
the Kenner. Yo, invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you new for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sack filling like pillar. On my bitch, bad Michael Jackson like Thriller. Gotta fight it like the Pepsi bottle, I might spill her. Smoking on the best, smelling like. All I do is ball on them, Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, XP, next fitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla. You heard?
On my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we'll make him all stop. Fit flu, somehow I make them thick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball paint. Candy cloth drop on bark, that's the dog. Pain rolled up, exhale, alcohol. The mama don't want a lame, want a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now sex the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the f*** is y'all rapping?
My side,
the money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Oh my God.
And that was Fiend on my job, just like the brothers of the Southern Entertainment Awards. They are on their job. The brothers are always getting down, man, doing what they need to do. Like I said, people, 11 years, man. I mean, some of y'all start things and don't finish them at all. You know, think about it, man. It takes a level of commitment, dedication, and just a tenacity to make it happen, man. And, I mean, that's... If you know, I look at it like this, man. If some other people can do it, I can do it too. But some things, you know, you just got to bite down, man, and fight that fight if you want to make it happen. So make sure that you guys are out there doing what you need to do. Stay on your job. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and network, man. This is a great opportunity. Like I said before, man, I'm not trying to sell anybody on this particular situation. I'm just saying, man, I've been there a couple of times, and I enjoyed it every time. So... go out, go there, get your tickets. I forgot to ask them whether the tickets still available. I think they said the tickets were sold out, but you still can try. They say reach out. You never know. You might be one of those lucky people that can get that ticket and be like, hey, I'm in. Shouts out to my man Donnell Twin. What's happening, baby? Out there in Texas, man, I appreciate you. My man Mike Thompson. Appreciate you, baby. All the people, Joe Dent, man, all the people that's hitting me up, man, appreciate you people. Y'all got love for me, and I got love for you. Appreciate each and every one of you guys. Join us this Sunday, man. It's going down. We're going to do another show this coming up Sunday, man, the Middleman Talk Show, man, breaking the cycle. Primarily, man, we're going to be talking about the things in our community that, man, we need to just break the cycle. I mean, actually... we got a twist to that. Let me be real with you. We got a twist to breaking the cycle. So make sure you tune in this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Middleman Talk Show, man. We're going to have a real in-depth conversation this Sunday, man. We want all of you guys to participate. You definitely can call in at 718-508-9972, man, and give us your opinion. We would greatly want to hear it. So right now I'm going to go ahead and close everything out, man. I'm tired of being up in by myself. About to go home and get me something to eat. It's going down. Middleman Talk Show, Blog Talk Radio, Talk of the Town.
Yeah. Spell five. Middleman. Yeah. Talk of the Town. Spell five. Oh, follow me at Spell five on Twitter. Yeah. It's the talk of the town, man. It's so ill. We talking real news in the music business here. Take your opinion in the chat or you can call in. Hey, they be going in. Yeah, they be going in. On them cats in the industry. No more things, most cats don't see. Keep your ears to the ground and you toy around with no issues, shedding light on dark signals. Yes, and now they own live. 8 p.m. is where you should plan to be on Thursday nights. This is a PSA from the One Fell Vibe. Talk of the town and the show is going live. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this your boy Southside checking in with the Middleman Talk Show. And you already know, if you ain't connected through the middleman, you ain't connected at all.